In 2020, the use of Aunt Jemima as a brand name was discontinued due to racial stereotypes. However, the story behind the first person to become a living trademark is much bigger than that brand. It's the story of a woman dedicated to helping others. The story is next on The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
At the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago, Nancy Green made her debut as Aunt Jemima, selling pancakes for the R.T. Davis Milling Company. As Candace Clayton Minnick shares, Nancy became quite a draw at that event.
She sang and she told stories and she drew the crowd in, and it was quite amazing.
Nancy traveled the nation for many years, promoting the pancake mix and creating a persona well known in the nation.
She was America's first living trademark. We tell people all the time she was the brand.
But to only know Nancy Green for her portrayal of Aunt Jemima is to miss out on a much larger and important story.
She went on to become a missionary and help and work with impoverished youth in Chicago until her death. She helped build one of the largest black churches in Chicago, Mount Olivet Baptist.
In Mount Sterling, Kentucky, where Nancy grew up, some folks, like Candace, were unaware of the story that began here. She remembers a conversation with her lifelong friend, Ivan Rawls, who is an African-American resident in town.
How did I not know this? And he was like, Candy, we always knew. And we celebrated Nancy Green and talked about her as the portrayal of Aunt Jemima. And I said, well, I didn't know. And if I don't know, there's a lot of other people in this community that don't know about her, and we need to change that.
The pair helped begin the Nancy Green Project in Mount Sterling. Today, this group helps share Nancy's story, holds an annual festival in her honor, as well as raises money for scholarships for local graduates. It's been a way to celebrate the accomplishments of a local citizen born into slavery who became America's first living trademark, and most importantly, a woman who gave her time and talents to help others around her. Traveling the countryside in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.